Okay, so here we are back in After Effects, and what we're going to do is import our 3D render. So I'll double click, and we'll go to our 3D render folder, click on our green cell number 2, select one of the images of the sequence, make sure you have PNG sequence checked, and choose open. Then we'll double click, add another file, go up, go to the red cell number 2, make sure it's set to sequence, and open. Now, double click on these and you can see we have a nice animation of a perfect looking tractor tire. And then we also have a very nice looking orange that seems to have been squished. So with these two cell particles, we are going to create sort of this 3D world of particles. And I will admit that this tutorial is a bit complicated. There's going to be a lot of steps and a lot to do. Well, it's not complicated as much as it's just very involved. A lot of details. And by involved, I mean complicated. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to take our footage and drag it into a new comp. And I'm actually going to just delete the footage. I just wanted to create a comp with the exact same settings as before. Now, another thing you have to do sometimes with animation is make sure that they come in properly. So we're going to right click and choose Interpret Footage, Main, and we'll just make sure this is all set up. We want to assume the frame rate of 23.98, and that's the frame rate of my footage. So usually you want to set that in the 3D program. I forgot, no problem. Again, we'll right click on the red cell, interpret footage, main, and we'll set this to 23.98 and choose OK. So now we have our footage set up. Let's create a new solid. Make comp size and choose OK. Now this is going to be our background. So I'll just call it BG. And then I'll choose effect, noise, and grain, fractal noise. And that's all we're going to do. We're just going to add that. And now we'll take the layer, choose layer, pre-compose, and we'll click that, move all attributes to new comp, make sure it just says BG, and we'll choose OK. Then we'll come to our effects and presets. We'll type in CC glass, and we'll apply that. Basically, we want to create sort of an organic background, maybe like the surface or the, you know, inside skin. What do they call that? Endoscopic exculpatory. Let's just say it's the inner lining of your veins. No, arteries. Perfect. So we want to go ahead and colorize it, and we'll choose effect, color correction, curves, and we can darken it a little bit. Go to the red channel, make it a little red, and again, we'll darken it a little bit more. And then we'll choose effect, color correction, hue and saturation. And we'll bring the saturation up a bit. We can play with this later. Also, with the CC glass, we can play with the surface. We can blur out the mesh a little bit or lessen the blur. That's kind of a really cool effect there. You can also change the direction of the light here, and maybe match the scene that you're trying to work with. So anyway, bottom line is we just want to create a nice organic background. Next step, we're going to choose layer, new solid, and we'll call this particles, and we'll choose OK. Now we will be using trap code particular, and there's a good reason why. I'm going to choose effect, trap code particular, and it's creating our nice white particles. Now, what we're going to do is map our rendered 3D particle to each of these individual particles. So instead of emitting little white dots, we're actually going to be emitting blood particles. But before we map the blood particle, let's set the particle system up while it's very, very fast and robust. So I'll shut the background layer off. And let's get to work, because we got a lot more to do. So I'm going to go to the emitter options here, and we're going to change it to a box. And then we'll also create a new null object. And we're going to link the null object's position to the particles position, which will make it a little easier to move around. So I'll turn our null object into a 3D object. And then I'll hit P to bring up the position. And then we'll go down to position X, Y, Alt click on the stopwatch. Take the pick whip, drag it to the position of the null. Perfect. Alt click on the position Z. Take the pick whip, drag it to the position. And except we're going to change 0 to the number 2. And that should work. Then we can take the null object, move it around, and we'll be moving our particles around. So kind of a good setup that I like to use with particular. So now we've created our particles, and they are 3D. So let's create a new 3D camera. We'll use a 28 millimeter lens and OK. Now what we want to do with this particle system is sort of create flowing blood cells that go to the right. So to do that, we're going to go and change the direction to directional. And right now it's set to 000, so I think they're coming towards us or going away from us. And we're going to set the Y rotation to 90 degrees, which should point to the right. So now our particles are flowing that direction. That's what we want. So to understand how this works is there's sort of an imaginary box, and it's emitting particles. And we can change the size of that imaginary box by using the emitter size X, Y, Z. So that's going to create our particles how we want them. Now, we are going to play with this, but let's go ahead and take our null object and move the particles to the left. Now, I don't want to see the particles as they're born. Instead, I want to see them when they're already born and floating across the screen. If we do it the other way, the particles would just pop up and seem to appear. So we don't want that. But instead, we'll select the particles, and we can increase the velocity, so the speed of the particles. And that way, maybe 200, and the way they will kind of get to the scene sooner. Now, the particles are dying before they reach the end of the scene, so we're going to go to the particle option and change the life to 25 seconds. So now you can see the particles are at least extending far enough. Now, the way particles work is they're born and then, you know, they grow up. But we need to allow them to grow up longer than our comp length. So go to our composition settings, and we're going to set it to 500 frames. We can kind of pull out here, and we can extend all of these. We also want to probably extend the background, so we can Alt, double click, go to our settings, extend this to 500, and then extend the layer. So now we have our particles, everything's working just like it should, and I can take my orbit tool and I can fly through all these particles. Pretty cool, actually. So what I want to do is kind of bring it about here, where the whole screen is just about filled with particles. And we'll go into the particle controls, and we'll increase sort of the spread of these particles. And we can also change the particles per second to increase, you know, how many particles. But for now, we'll set it to 100, and we'll play with that as we go. And we'll set the size of the particle in a moment. But first, let's change the particle type to a custom particle. Now, what custom particle are we going to use? Well, we're going to use the render of our green and red cell. So to start, we'll use our red cell. And I'll drag this down. And I want it to be on the first frame of the animation. So there it is. I'm going to shut it off. And then on the particle layer, go to the controls and set the custom particle type to a layer called red cell. So now our particles are emitting that red cell. They're very small, but they are in fact emitting it. Now for the time sampling, we have a couple of good options. First, we have start at birth and loop, which means when it's born, the video of the red cell begins to play and it continues to loop after the clip ends. Now we can go also into the particle setting and set the size of the particle to about 50. And then we can see our particle. So if we kind of scrub through this, you can see that we have some pretty decent, you know, randomly displaced particles. And remember, this is not a real 3D particle anymore. All it is our one render. But the way particular works is it positions it in Z space. So check this out. I mean, is that tricking your mind out or what? It's tricking my mind out. Now let's go back to the particle controls, and another good option is to set it to random loop. And so that's just going to give you another possible option, which is going to kind of randomize the time the particles start at when they're born. So we can go ahead and use that option for right now, and we'll go ahead and bring the particle per second count down, because that is a lot of particles. We want to be able to fly through this pretty easily without running into too many particles. And so that should work okay. And remember, we can edit this and make changes to it. So I want to kind of go to a frame that's sort of filled with particles. And then we'll take our background layer and turn it back on. Now we want our background layer to be 3D. So then if we take the orbit camera tool, we can rotate around and see that our mesh is right in the middle of these particles. So you can see that's not gonna work. It sort of creates an anomaly that, you know, After Effects is notorious for. And the solution is to simply take the background layer and move it so that it does not occupy the same space as our particles. And in fact, we can rotate it so that it's parallel also. So we almost got it. Let's move this back just a click. So as you can see, now our particles are in front of our background, and we can go reposition our particles or our camera and then scale up the background layer so that it fills the background. And there we go. You see, this is why I don't write my tutorials out and I make a video instead, because there are a lot of steps. I'm gonna go ahead and create a new adjustment layer, and we're gonna apply a color correction hue and saturation effect. Well, actually the real reason is I don't know how to read and write, but if I did, I probably wouldn't wanna do it anyway. So there you go. Now with the hue and saturation, we're gonna bring the lightness down, and then we're gonna go and add a elliptical mask, and we'll double click on that, which adds it. Then we'll select the layer, hit M, set it to subtract, hit F, and feather it out. And basically the idea here is to sort of create a vignette that looks like where we're using a microscopic camera or something like that. And we'll bring the expansion down so that we're sort of focusing on the middle here. So that's a good start, and we can play with that later. Call this a mask. Uh-oh. Well, I don't know how to read and write, but I can type small words. Okay, now the next step, we're gonna add our depth of field. So select the camera, hit AA, brings up the camera controls, and we're gonna turn depth of field on. Okay, nothing happened, but that's okay, because our particles also need to be set to sort of see depth of field. So we'll select the particle layer, go down to the bottom, and set the render mode to full render depth of field. And we'll use square, which is just a little bit faster. And so you can see some of the particles went soft, and that's what we want. And what we're gonna do is increase the aperture. And so now you can see a lot of things are sort of blurring out, except the particles that are being focused on. Now we can change the focus distance to closer to us, say 200, and that should look at some of these close particles. Should. Let's see. We're just going to kind of scrub till we see them. Okay, so right here we're sort of focusing on this one particle, and right there, that is a very, very cool effect. And we can also kind of see what we want to do as far as the composition, and that is we may want to add a few more particles as well as increase the size of the particles. So we'll go to the size, make them just a little bit bigger. This guy's got a lot of blood. You need to. I'll set the res to half also so that renders a little quicker. Okay, so this is looking pretty cool here. And we can scrub through it. And of course, this animates as well. Now we can also play with the focus distance and just pick, you know, a plane that has maybe a few more particles on it. So the shot is a little bit more interesting, but we also are going to be zooming in or moving the camera in also. But let's still work on the color and a few other things first. Now, the other thing we have in the shot is micro particles. So we're going to select the particle layer and we're going to choose Edit, Duplicate. Then we're going to go into the effects control for that layer. We're going to set the particle type to a sphere. And we'll take the size down to about 2 and the feathering down to 0. Now, you can see that there is a white particle on every particle, and that's because we're using the exact same generator. We just duplicated it. So instead of using our custom particle, we're just creating one little particle. So obviously we don't want that. We want it to be a little more random than that. So what we're going to do is increase the velocity randomness as well as the velocity. And this will make the particles a little less succinct with the other ones. And then we'll also go down to the physics and add a little bit of distortion that kind of moves the particles around. So go to air, let's go to turbulent, and we're going to affect the position. And so when I move this, it sort of starts affecting the position of the particles. And we want it to not affect it too much, and we're going to take the scale to about 4 and the evolution to 20. And let's go and just look at just these particles by themselves. So they're moving a little bit much. Let's take the scale down to 2. So that looks pretty good. Let's bring the size of the particle to 1. And let's increase the particles. There's a lot more micro particles than there are blood particles. And then we'll uncheck the solo. Perfect. So that's our main scene. Now let's color correct this to work a little bit better. We'll go ahead and create a new adjustment layer. And we'll choose effect, color correction, curves. And we'll just add a little bit of contrast. So let's go and animate the camera, and what I want to do is move the camera forward to sort of the particles in the back, and I want to kind of just find an interesting position, sort of an end position that, you know, we want to get to after we go through the particles. So, okay, this might work here. So this looks pretty cool. We have our particles here, and so what I'm going to do is set the position. I'm going to hit P, hold down Shift, hit A, and set a stopwatch for those two. I'm going to move back in time, and then I'm going to take the Track Z tool and move backwards, so out of all the particles. And we can also, you know, make an adjustment to this to make it look like we're really flying through the particles. So as you can see, we're kind of going through them, and we may sort of adjust this angle. But ideally, you just want to make it seem like you really flew through a lot of skin and you're sort of arriving here at the particles. Now, our depth of field can also be changed. Just, it looks a little intense right now. We can bring it down, and that makes more of the particles in focus. You can also increase the particles you know, if there's not enough. And then also, like before, we can change the emitter size to spread the particles out. So we create more particles, but we can also spread them out so that when we animate our camera, we can fly back further. So basically, we fly through the particles and get to the end. Now, a couple of adjustments. Select the last two keyframes and hit F9 so that it slowly stops here. And let's focus on these foreground particles. And let's bring the particle count for the white particles down. There's just way too many of those. So I think we have what we need. Basically, we're flying really fast through the blood and we're ending on this scene here. So what I would recommend you do is render this out and re-import it, because this is a very heavy scene, a lot of rendering going on. So for the next step, you may want to just have this pre-rendered. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is get ready for the next step. So I'll see you then.